Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
In the end, we left that beachhead, and we became America. I'm John Leanhart at the University of Houston, where we're interested in the way inventive minds work.
A transcript of this Engines of Our Ingenuity episode, number 1146, is online at uh.edu/engines. Additional episodes are available by podcast.
AM, Monday morning here on KSJE. It's time for our Monday reboot segment. That's when we get to talk technology with my guest, Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems here in Farmington. Lewis is joining us remotely this morning. Let me see if we can see him and hear him. There he is. Good morning, Lewis.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Happy April 1st.
Happy April 1st. Wait, you're not going to say it, huh? Happy April
1st. Well, you know.
Don't worry, everybody. We're not going to fool anybody today.
No, we're going to try not to. That's true. Everything we're reporting is going to be legit, right?
Yes.
Okay. Very cool. So what's been going on? I guess the big news would be this data breach by confirmed by AT&T, right? But it happened like a couple years ago, didn't it?
Yeah, well, it happened for... So I don't know when it happened, but it affected people from two information from 2019 and earlier. So basically what happened is that someone found a bunch of information on the dark web that appears to have come from AT&T. So AT&T is like, okay, we must have been breached. It included social security numbers, passcodes, things like that. No financial information, but still social security numbers and passcodes. That's pretty amazing. And there were a lot of people affected. I lost the number, but quite a few, you know, we're talking millions. Here we go. 6.7 million current account holders and 65.4 million former account holders of AT&T.
That's a lot. And it was a lot of data, too, right? I mean, it was things like, social security numbers and passwords and all that kind of stuff that makes us really nervous about having that online, right?
Yep. And, you know, other information as well, but mostly the things to be concerned about were the social security numbers and passcodes. And these are passcodes, not passwords. So like the four-digit when you have a PIN.
Yeah.
It doesn't say, the article I'm reading doesn't say specifically where there was the AT&T PIN, but I would imagine that that's, you know, if you use AT&T, you have that PIN number. I would imagine that's probably what it is. So
right.
I would think that we're going to see some movement from AT&T pretty quick, probably asking customers to change their codes and things along that nature.
Looks like they've reset... account passcodes. That's the story that I'm seeing too after this, so that would make sense. But the fact that it happened in 2019 and we're only just getting it confirmed or hearing about it today is a little concerning, right? And I guess maybe because some of this stuff wasn't getting sold or it was still out there, but maybe not knowing that it was out there. I don't know.
Yeah, well, again, I want to correct you a little bit.
Okay.
This didn't happen in 2019.
Thank you.
It surfaced 2 weeks ago. They're not sure. They're not saying when it happened, but it's for data, impacted data. The data is from 2019 or earlier. So it may have happened in 2019, but they're not really sure when the breach actually happened.
Got you. And I guess that's part of the other issue too, right? Is that for a company now to track it down of how this happened, they don't know if it was a third party or a AT&T person that got hacked or whatever, and that's I guess the next steps to investigate, right?
Right, and the interesting thing here again is we know about this because somebody found the data on the dark web. It's not because AT&T discovered, oh, we've been hacked and here's how we've been hacked and we're going to plug that hole. It's, oh, this data is out there and it obviously came from AT&T. So now the question, you know, on I think the big question for AT&T is how in the world did this happen and did we plug whatever vulnerability, you know, allowed for this to occur.
Right. Very true. Okay. Got it. I think I got it. Thank you, Lewis, for that. What else is going on this week?
Oh, Sam Bankman-Fried has fried. he's been sentenced to 25 years for his, you know, fraud, you know, with Bitcoin, his multi-billion-dollar fraud, basically trading Bitcoin from one company to another, trying to make it look like they were separate companies in order to drive the price up. So he's going down.
Interesting. And that he was part of this FTX, right? That exchange. Wasn't that it?
Yeah, that was essentially his company. So it was a Bitcoin exchange. He was the head of it. He was, you know, the darling of Wall Street for a while there, as that company, just the value just kept going up and up and up because the value of Bitcoin went up. But it turned out that what was going on was his exchange was such a huge holder of Bitcoin. He was moving Bitcoin basically between that company and another company that he controlled, that people didn't realize he controlled, in order to drive the price up. And then when that was revealed, that was such a large amount of Bitcoin that was involved that the price adjusted to what it probably should be, and Bitcoin went down, and people lost a lot of money.
Right.
So now this guy, I don't want to say poor guy, but, you know, he's going to jail for 25 years, apparently.
Yeah. We'll see. Well, I think, you know, that there should be consequences for stuff like that, so that that's kind of nice to see, right, when someone is convicted of defrauding people and doing those types of things. So, okay.
Yeah, it's good that we're getting, you know, I want to say the same thing, right? It's good that we're getting to some of these fixes. I hope we're getting into all of them, but, you know, what do I know?
Well, so. I think you know a lot, which is why you're on the air, because that's important. looks like one other notice I'm seeing that Microsoft is going to unbundle Office and Teams following years-long criticism. That's a TechCrunch story. That's, again, interesting, I think, because back in the day, Microsoft used to bundle everything, and they were kind of, people were very happy about it, I guess, and wanted to use maybe a different internet browser or a different what have you, and not have it all bundled together.
Well, I don't know how much experience you've had working with Teams, but I can tell you that in a corporate environment, there's a lot of corporate environments that have either moved to Teams or they've installed Teams in some way or another, and there's a lot of frustration in the corporate world with users and Teams. It's a good product, but it's big, and, you know, it's like a lot of Microsoft products. When Microsoft, you know, starts pushing things out there pretty heavily, they tend to be, you know, heavy products in terms of what they use on the computer, and it's been kind of clunky with slowing computers down and making, you know, certain things difficult for people. There's been a lot of complaints about it. So I would imagine that has something to do with unbundling it. I mean, it works well when it works.
Right.
In my opinion.
You know, I agree.
Disclaimer here, my opinion. It works really well when it works. But when it doesn't work, which is quite often, just the way that it's rolled out, it's just such a big product. It tries to do so much that if it's not implemented perfectly, it can be really clunky and kind of difficult for users. So
sure.
We'll see how that goes.
Okay. All right. Very good. What else? What else are you looking at today?
Oh, well, here we've got to mention this today. You know what today is besides April 1st, right?
Okay.
Today is, and hopefully this isn't an April Fool's story, today is World Backup Day.
Oh.
So, you know, really it's supposed to be yesterday, but yeah, we'll call it today anyway. The idea being, you know, to make people aware, back up your stuff, right? So today's World Backup Day, take some time, sit down, figure out how you're going to back up things on your phone and your computers, and make sure they're backed up. When we talk to people about protecting their devices, right, the biggest, most important thing to do to protect your devices, even more important than having antivirus software, is to back up your data. Because in the long run, if something happens, you know, if something gets past your antivirus or whatever and messes up your machine, if you have backup data, you can always start from scratch and bring it back. And, you know, ransomware is a big thing that's out there that we talk about a lot too. And that's really the only defense from ransomware. If you get infected with ransomware and your stuff gets encrypted, you know, then you're at the mercy of the ransomware people. And you can hope that if you pay them their bazillions of dollars they want, that they might grant you the key to get your stuff back. But if you have a backup, then you can just tell them to go jump in a lake and you can erase your machine and start over again. So
good point.
Backup, everybody. Backup, 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 backup.
And cloud backups are okay, right? In addition to another hard drive or whatever, right? We can do that if we have access to those.
In some ways, but you know, in the industry, what we advise people to do is have two kinds of backup. Backup stuff locally, like have something locally that you back up your stuff to, and then backup stuff to the cloud as well. Because then, you know, if you have your local backup and it's in your house, if something happens to your house, you don't lose everything. You still have, you know, a backup in the cloud.
Good point. All right, very good. Well, Lewis, thank you so much. We're out of time, I'm afraid to say, but we'll catch up again next week.
Hey, thank you, everyone. Have a great week.
All right. Thank you. You too. That's Lewis Campbell. He joins me every Monday for our Monday Reboot segment right here on KSJE Farmington, New Mexico. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.